We're in Brachos Daf Ches Amud Aleph Amal Le Rava Le Rafam Bar Papa, about 8 lines before the lines get wide, 2 lines above where it says Tehillim Pei Zayin in between the columns, the second word in the line. Amal Le Rava Le Rafam Bar Papa. Rava said to 2 generations down Rafam Bar Papa. Remember, Rav Papa was Rava's disciple, so Rafam Bar Papa, his son, is 2 generations down. Rava said to Rafam Bar Papa, Leimalan Mar Mehani Mirim Aliyata Damit Mishmed Rav Chista. So this must be a different Papa. Rafram Bar Papa, if he's calling him Mar, the rabbi, then he's not the son of his own disciple. So Rafram Bar Papa must be different. He must not be Rav Papa's son. Rava said to Rafram Bar Papa, let the rabbi tell us from these great things that you used to tell us in the name of Rav Chista. Remember, Rav Chista was Rava's own father-in-law. Rava married Rav Chista's daughter. So this is another indication. He's asking Rafram Bar Papa to give a quote from his own rabbi. That's an indication again that this is probably not the son of Rav Papa. B'midi de Bekanishta, with regard to Shul, you used to give us great quotes in the name of Rav Chista. Please tell us some of those. Amar lehachi amar Rav Chista. He said to him, okay, this is what Rav Chista taught. Mai dichtibu ev Hashem Sharei Tzion mikon mishkenot Yaakov. What is the verse indicating when it said that God loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling places of Jacob? The dwelling places of Jacob are the shuls and the Batei Medrash. And the gates of Zion is a reference to Ohev Hashem, that God loves, Sha'arim Amtsuyanim Sham Ba'alacha, the gates where they're exceptional in Halacha. Those are places that God loves more, Yotel Mibatei Knesiot Mibatei Midoshot, more than the shuls and the Batei Medrash. Meaning shuls, you daven in, this Medrash, you learn in, but where do you actually come down to the Halacha and the gates and the courthouses? In those days they used to give rulings by the gates, that way people could catch whoever they want to sue. Everyone had to go in and out through the gates every morning and every night, so you'd see everyone there. So that's where the courts used to convene. So God loves those gates where they're exceptional in Halacha more than the shuls and the Batei Medrash. And that's what Rav Chiya Bar Ami quoted in the name of Ula, Miyom Shechrat V'Tamigdash, from the day that the temple was destroyed, and Ola Kadosh Baruch Hu Bolamo L'Adal Damot Shel Halacha Bilvad. The only thing that God has left in His world is the 4 footsteps of Halacha. Halacha is the representation of God. When you come down to a bottom line, this is what God wants you to do. That's God's representation in this world now that there's no temple. And Abaye, in this vein, Abaye also said, originally, I used to review my learning in home, and daven, and shul. Once I heard this quote of Rav Chiya Bar Ami in the name of Ula, Miyom Shechav V'Tamikdash and Ola Kadosh Baruch Hu Bolamo L'Adal Damot Shel Halacha, that from the day that the temple was destroyed, God's only representation in the world is those 4 footsteps of Halacha. Once I heard that's where God is located. Bilvad, that alone is where God is located. I only prayed where I used to review my learning. I set up a minyan in my own house. I said, if this is where I learn, so this is where I paskin, this is where I have my halacha, that's where God is present, that's where I should be davening. So he set up a minyan in his own house. He said, better have a minimal minyan where you learn and say halacha than going to shul. So that's what we always say, guys, you should be davening where you learn, here in the Beis Medrash. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi afagav davalut leisa beknishta b'Tveria. Rav Ami and Rav Asi, they were in Tveria, even though they had 13 shuls in Tveria. Lo matzu ela bein amudei echad avigalsi. They only davened in their small minyan between the pillars where they used to have their learning. They used to learn in between the pillars of the academy. That's where they were located. That's where they used to daven also, because that's this idea that God's presence is most found where halacha is most found. Rav Chiya Bar Ami mishmei deula. Rav Chiya Bar Ami said another quote in the name of Ula. Gadol anene migia kapav yotel mirei shamayim. One who enjoys the products of his own doing, one who's productive with his own hands, and that's where what he benefits from. He is even greater than someone who's fearful of heaven. When it comes to someone who's fearful of heavens, the term used about him is ashrei. Praised is he who is fearful of God. But when it comes to someone who can actually sustain himself and he enjoys the product of his own hands, about him the verse says, you will toil and you will reap the crops, you will eat it, you will consume it. Ashrecha v'tovlach. Praised are you, and then the pasuk goes on and says, and it's good for you. So you have 2 terms of praise for someone who enjoys the toils of his own hands. Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh. praised are you in this world. V'tov lach l'olam haba, it's good for you in the world to come. That's he who enjoys the toils of his own hands. V'legabei yirei shamayim, but when it comes to someone who's fearful of heaven, v'tov lach l'oktiv bei, it doesn't say it'll be good for you about him. So you see that he who enjoys the toils of his own hands is given greater credit than he who is fearful of heaven. Now remember, yirei shamayim is a very low level yirei shamayim. It doesn't say tzaddik, it doesn't say chassid, it says yirei shamayim. Yirei shamayim is a level where a person is fearful of heaven. He doesn't love heavens. It's a certain level called Yiras Shamayim.